Hello everyone, it's great to be here again with another episode of my podcast. Now in my podcast, I usually speak to parents on how to achieve work-life balance, share parenting tips, and the like. But today it's a special episode and I'll be reading to the children. Yes, I have three children's books and today I'll be reading from my second book called Fun Day at the Museum. These books are part of the Lana series and they're available everywhere, Amazon and all over. So I'm going to read a few pages from Fun Day at the Museum. Please listen, and I hope your children are nearby so because this story is really for them. Since her first day at St. James Primary, Lana loved going to school each day. Today was even more exciting because her class was going on a field trip. She was so happy and finished her Akara and Pap quickly. She went to school with her baby brother Sammy, who had just started daycare, and her mom and dad. As they sat in the car, Lana played with Sammy, who giggled noisily. Suddenly, the car stopped. "Daddy, why did the car stop?" Lana asked with a frown. "We may be late." "Darling, we're at a traffic light. And until it changes to green, we have to wait," explained her dad. "Oh, I forgot about the traffic light," Lana said. Once she got into class, she found everyone chatting. They were talking about the school trip, and they were just as excited as she was. They were going to the Central Museum. And Benna, who had been there before, was telling everyone about it. "It's really big," Benna said, opening her eyes wide. "You will see many statues of old people." "Settle down, children. It's time for your first class," Miss Perrin chirped in her sing-song voice. During the first lesson, Lana could barely pay attention as her mind kept wandering to the Central Museum. She wondered if it would be as big as the museum she had seen on television. "Lana, stop daydreaming," Mrs. Perrin scolded. "Anyway," Mrs. Perrin went on, "it's time to end this class and get on the bus." "Hooray!" the children exclaimed as they scrambled out of the class in excitement. Mr. Lakinde stood by the bus with a huge grin. "Careful, children. Watch your step and line up," he called as they walked briskly towards the bus. Mr. Lakinde was the school bus driver. He was a tall man who always wore a cap, and he had long marks on his face. He had worked at St. James for many years and knew all the children by name. Lana sat beside Nkiru, a girl from the other arm of Year One. Once they were all seated, Mrs. Perrin and her assistant, Mrs. Bimbo, got in and they did a roll call. And off they went. Mrs. Bimbo loved singing, and in no time she started a song. The children joined in and they sang all the way to the museum. It was such a fun ride. As they filed out of the bus, a tall young lady walked out of the building towards them. She was very pretty and was wearing a colorful skirt made from Ankara fabric. They were disappointed with the size and the look of the building. Daniel whispered to Jeremy, "See, I knew Benna was making everything up. This museum looks like it's a house from the olden days." Anyway, they were at the museum now, so they paid attention to the lady who had received them as they came off the bus. "Hello, children. My name is Enuma Ahmed, and I'm the curator of this museum. This is my assistant, Mr. Toby. We will be showing you around the museum." "Good morning," the children chorused. As they went to the museum, Mrs. Perrin asked them to all hold hands with their seatmates. But before Lana could turn around, Nkiru, who had sat beside her, was holding Samira's hand. Samira and Nkiru were best friends and always wanted to do everything together. Lana looked for someone else's hand to hold, but everyone already had a partner. Iona was holding hands with Tega, Daniel was holding hands with Jeremy, and as always, the twins, Omo and Odion, were holding hands. Mrs. Perrin saw her confused look and cheerfully grasped her hand. "Come on, Lana, I'll be your partner." Lana smiled. Mrs. Perrin was always so kind. First, they went to a section where they saw pictures of men who looked familiar to Lana. Miss Enuma pointed at each of the pictures in turn. "This is Nnamdi Azikiwe. He was the first president of Nigeria. In the next picture is Ahmadu Bello, the Sardauna of Sokoto. And this is Obafemi Awolowo. These men all fought to make Nigeria an independent nation." Miss Enuma went on to show them pictures and statues of all other important men who were part of Nigeria's history. They all looked really important. And Lana began to wonder why there were no pictures of important women. Suddenly, she saw a picture. In the picture, there was a distinguished-looking lady with white hair. She read the name under the picture, Fumilayo Ransom Kuti. Next to her were pictures of Margaret Ekpo and Gambo Sawaba. "These are the mothers of our nation," Mr. Toby said. Miss Enuma told them more about all the people, these great Nigerian heroes and heroines. They had to work hard at school so they could become great leaders someday. Then the children went to another section where they saw pottery and artifacts from all over Nigeria. They were beautiful. There were earthen vases from Inri. There were bronze statues from Benin. And there were terracotta pots from the ancient Nokland. They also saw pictures of the Nigerian Civil War. The pictures made the children really sad, and they hoped there would never be another war. There was so much to see in the museum, and they spent quite a long time there. But after a while, it was time to go home. It was time to go back to school. On the bus, their teachers asked them to eat their packed lunches because it was a long drive back to school. Lana's lunch was boiled plantain and liver sauce with biscuits. Lana didn't really like boiled plantain, but she loved liver sauce, so she happily gobbled it up. Some of the children had rice, Iona had a sandwich, and the twins brought shawarma. Lana loved shawarma and planned to ask her dad to buy it for her over the weekend. Close to her, she noticed someone was sitting quietly. It was Ade. Ade had no food. He just sat there looking sad while everyone else enjoyed their lunch. Lana knew Ade from early years. He was always forgetting one thing or the other. She remembered there was a day he came to school dressed in his uniform when they're supposed to wear fancy clothes for Children's Day. Lana had some biscuits left over, so she offered them to Ade. "Hello, Ade, do you want some biscuits?" His face lit up. "Oh, thank you, Lana, thank you." The ride back to school was much quieter, as everyone was busy eating, and soon they arrived back at school. The children had a good day full of fun, learning, and lots more. Lana smiled to herself as she wondered where they would go on the next field trip. And they could not wait. She couldn't wait to tell her mom and dad about her wonderful day. The end. Thank you so much for listening to that story. I did a bit of freelancing, but yes, for most of her, that was the book I was reading directly from. And I hope you did enjoy listening, children, and mommies and daddies who are listening as well. I hope you enjoyed listening with them, because I have a few questions. Number one, Lana offered Toby biscuits. While this was a nice thing to do, do you think you should accept food without asking permission? What do you guys think? That's something to discuss with your parents, okay? What do you think about that? And if you have answers, feel free to send them to me at Chioma, Chioma, at gmail.com. I'll say it again, Chioma, Chioma, at gmail.com. Another question I have, I mentioned a meal, the meal Lana had in the beginning of the book. She had akara and pap. Who knows what akara is made from? Who knows what that is? Do you have any answers? If you know what akara and pap is, please send me an email. I would love to hear from you. I would love to connect with you guys. Thank you for listening. And I look forward to reading another of my books when I have this special podcast just for you, wonderful children. Have a good night's rest and have sweet dreams. Love, Auntie Chioma.